This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Loveland residents who generate electricity with rooftop solar panels could get a discount on their utility bills next year. This week, City Council signaled support for changing rates for the city-managed utility. The change comes alongside sharp energy price increases passed down from the area's electricity provider, Platte River Power Authority. To cover rising costs, Loveland has proposed increasing base charges for all residents, but paying more for energy it buys back from solar users. Coloradans with less visible disabilities can now disclose those on their state ID cards. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says that information can be helpful in emergency situations.
Hidden disabilities like deafness or autism can affect how people communicate with first responders, including police officers and EMTs. So the state is now allowing people to add discrete identifiers to their ID cards and vehicle registrations to give those first responders a heads up. The new disclosure option was required under a state law passed last year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Home sales in Pueblo County are slowly under the pressure of higher interest rates. The Pueblo Association of Realtors reports July sales were down 18% from July 2021. However, Pueblo does remain a hot housing market overall, and year-to-date sales so far this year are higher than at this point last year. The median price for a single-family home in Pueblo sits at just over $321,000. This is CPR News and KRCC. And thank you for joining us. It is 11:05. This hour, we will continue with 1A, getting updates on news from around the world, from Ukraine to Dennis Rodman.